You're listening to The Scene on Illinois Edition with me, Rachel Otwell, and
me, Scott Feingold, here from the Illinois Times.
And we are going to tell you about things that are happening in the Central Illinois region when it comes to arts and events and culture. We've got an interesting interview coming up with a member of the band Mini Kiss. That is a cover band of Kiss, and all the members are little people. If you couldn't tell from the title, we're going to hear from Mini Jean.
Rock and roll all night and party every day. Mini Kiss is going to rock Springfield, Illinois this weekend.
That interview is coming up ahead. First, we are going to talk about some art shows and music shows happening in Springfield, one of which is at the Pharmacy, right, Scott?
Yes, right. BioRegion, they're the Pharmacy Collective's most recent group show is called BioRegion. It's by the group along with guest artist Benjamin Louder and Megan Craddock. The show's theme focuses on how every person explores the creativity of their unique space, and it's going to happen in their unique space, so they're very excited about that. Pharmacy Gallery and Art Space in Springfield, that will be a two-night opening both Friday and Saturday, so you've got two chances to check that out. Exciting work from local artists in Springfield.
And a music show happening at Black Sheep on Saturday.
Yes, there's a big multi-band show happening on Saturday at the Black Sheep, including Starlord, which is B.J. Pierce's big project, B.J. being like probably the hardest working man in Springfield punk rock at this point. He's in almost every band that plays at the Black Sheep.
He also was a big part of the Southtown studio that recently got rehabbed.
Exactly. He's part of the recording studio. He plays multiple instruments in multiple bands. He's kind of a tireless force here in town. And his band Starlord is playing along with Grin, Magma Driver, Nagasaki, and Undone. So big punk show happening over there. Lots of energy, lots of excitement at the Black Sheep. But that's not all that's happening at the Black Sheep this weekend in Springfield, is it, Rachel?
Yeah, on the same day, earlier in the day, Saturday, March 26th, 5 to 7 p.m., will be at Black Sheep's annual art show where a number of artists, almost 20 or so artists, including Claire Frache, Brian Galecki, which are co-owners of the Black Sheep, as well as a lot of other area artists, will have their work up. And this year, they will also be doing a community art project. I hear that their idea is to put a collage together, so people are invited to show up, look at some art, perhaps make some art as well. And they will have a piece of art that they put together. We talked about a resilience event that they did after the election where they had a community art project where people were asked to react to the election without using words, but just through symbols and different artwork that all went on the same sheet. And that will be part of the 100 Expressions of 100 Days art exhibit happening here at the NPR Illinois Studios on the UIS campus. So just to plug that, because it's happening on April 29th, but you can submit your artwork. So get on that if you have artwork that has to do with how you're feeling about the Trump administration's first 100 days. Anything that might be related is good to go up for exhibition. So go to nprillinois.org for more on that. Meanwhile, like we said, there is a show at Black Sheep and the annual art show. More information for that as well is on Facebook. Just look for Black Sheep Cafe. All right, so moving on to Bloomington. This is a fun one, huh, Scott?
Yes, Puddle's Pity Party is coming to the Castle Theater in Bloomington. If you're not familiar with Puddle's, go over to your internet and put in Puddle's Pity Party, and you will not believe your eyes. A 7-foot clown singing with the beautiful voice of a broken man. A very good, interesting thing. Here's a little thing. It's a cover of a Cheap Trick song by Puddle, so let's hear a little bit of that.
I want you to want me. I need you to need me. I love you to love me. I'm begging you to beg me.
That was a little bit of Puddles doing a little bit of Cheap Trick. Puddles the clown, the sad clown of Puddles Pity Party, will be performing his perverse performance at the Castle Theater, and that will be this coming Sunday. So check that out if you're into that whole Puddles Pity Party concept.
We've got another international-style documentary to talk about in Champaign, huh?
Yep, Champaign has some really exciting stuff going on at the Art Theater this week. There's a documentary about street cats of Istanbul called Kedi. And so if you're interested, that sounds pretty cool. Also, that's going to be playing in the regular weekend slots. On Wednesday, there's going to be a special event at the Art Theater. The band Coupler is going to be playing a live score to the restored 1925 German outer space silent film, Our Heavenly Bodies. So you'll get to see a beautiful print of that German silent film with live music by Coupler on this coming Wednesday. If you're in Champaign at the Art Theater, around the Art Theater, go check it out.
All right, and that brings us to our interview portion for The Scene this week. I thought it would be interesting to talk to one of the members of Mini Kiss, which will be performing at the Prairie Capital Convention Center on a Saturday night. It's part of a benefit for veterans. Mini Kiss is, of course, a cover band of rock band Kiss, and all the members are little people. The band's been around for over a decade. I called up Louis Fatale. He's from New York City. The band's based there. He's the founder, and he's also Mini Gene Simmons. He started by telling me how the band got its start.
Almost 20 years ago, I was moving from one house to another. We bought a new house, and I had to bring my, back then it was all vinyl, and I had to get all my milk crates full of records, and a local nightclub that was around Halloween had said, can you come up with something different this year for Halloween instead of like an elf or a leprechaun? And as I was going through my albums, which ones to keep and throw out, I came across my Kiss Alive album, and I was like, wow, makeup and all. I said, how about Mini Kiss? Those two words popped into my head, and we went there dressed as Kiss. We had rubber guitars, cardboard, right, made out of cardboard, rubber, no drummer, just painted as a drummer, no costume, just makeup and not even wigs. It was an overnight at the club, like an overnight sensation. The owner called me the next day, and it was like, a lot of people are asking for that Mini Kiss band. So that's how it started. It was just an idea that I just never thought would ever, make it to a Super Bowl Sunday commercial, mind you. Just never thought it would ever be anything like this.
So you were in the entertaining business before Mini Kiss was started, that's right?
Yes.
And let's talk about that. So Dr. Pepper ad in the Super Bowl where you were joined by the original Kiss, what was that like?
People ask me that, and I just become like numb. It's just, because I've always been a rocker, and I've always loved heavy metal and rock and roll. And just one of my favorite bands as a kid. The moment I saw them, I was like, wow. It was just speechless. It was just, what more could you ask for? And all of a sudden, I'm doing a commercial with them. Like, I'm on stage on the set with Gene Simmons and Paul and everybody. It's like a dream.
And so to be clear, from what I've read, when you first got your start, you were lip syncing, the first performance you did. So as far as your performance in Springfield, though, will you be playing the music live?
We have some tracks, but we do sing live and we play, the drummer plays. But we do have tracks just to back us up just in case. We will be live.
And so did you learn music just for this band or were you a musician previous?
I play guitar. I play drums. I play piano. I never took a lesson. I just picked it up and took it.
And so even before Mini Kiss, what was it about entertaining that drew you in? And, you talked about at times people can be insensitive. Is that something you've had to deal with? What's been keeping you in the entertainment?
Well, I always wanted to be a rock star, and I knew being 4'4" was just going to probably be impossible. And I know the only thing that makes Mini Kiss is that makeup. And, it's just copy and Kiss. Four little people with all this makeup and pyrotechnos. And, they have a cult following. And, we have their following plus our own following. So, I just knew that in order for me, I guess, to make it as a rock star, once I started doing this, I was like, this is my ticket. I found it. So I love what I do. I have my own music and all. But, I know that if I take this makeup off, put it this way, if we take this makeup off, we're not going to sell a ticket. I know reality, and I can be harsh on myself, that's fine, but I know people are going to say, it's just four little people, this is ridiculous. You know, that's just a sad reality, and that's okay. I can deal with that, you know. But, you know, once I put that makeup gear on, I get up there, I love what I do. You know, I'm a musician. I'm a songwriter. I'm a singer, you know.
Sure. And do you feel like, you know, Minnie Kiss has been around for over a decade now. Has attitudes toward little people, have you found that to, has that changed over the years? Has it gotten better, worse?
Oh, it's gotten so much better. People are more sensitive to it, I guess, with the reality shows and all. And I think especially with the reality shows, one of my favorites is A Little Couple, because it's more like she really is a doctor. Like I you know, we have these LP, it's called Little People Association. We have conventions. And, you know, I spoke with her, and, you know, she was going to be a doctor. She was going to college and all, and she became a doctor, you know. And, you know, a lot of us become doctors, lawyers, ditch diggers, whatever, you know. Unfortunately, she came down with cancer. But those shows kind of, you know, they kind of exposed us, you know, a little bit more in a more of a positive way than just like a circus act, you know. Because we are human, you know. My wife is 5'4". My daughter was born small, so, you know, I mean, my wife is not a little person. You know, some of us marry people that are average height, and some of us marry just, you know, dwarfs. And so, you know, it's just, yeah, we're human, you know. We go home, you know, if I'm at a bar and I'm a leprechaun and people are, you know, laughing and having fun and they don't realize that I actually go home to a family, you know. I actually take care of my family like a husband, you know. And they just don't see that. They just see you as a leprechaun, you know, and that's okay.
Louis Fatale joining me on the phone from New York City. He is a member of Minnie Kiss, performing at the Prairie Capital Convention Center in Springfield Saturday night. Thank you so much for joining us, and let's go out, of course, on a Kiss song. Interested to know which one's your favorite to play.
It's really, really hard to pick one. I mean, I tell you what, favorite Kiss song is the one that sells the most and makes the most money. Because that's exactly what Gene would say for album.
So now it's time for Culture Corner. Scott, what's on your radar this week?
Well, last week I talked about a book I was reading. Now I'm talking about another book that I'm reading. George Saunders has his first novel. The great short story writer and essayist put out his book Lincoln in the Bardo, which is actually kind of Central Illinois related, although it's a book about basically the period after Willie Lincoln died. And it takes place kind of in the afterlife, and it's done in this sort of culture jamming way where Saunders, instead of reading the historical record and then creating a fictional version of it, kind of samples from many different history books and memoirs, even ones that contradict themselves, and kind of collages them together and then into a narrative that gives you a picture of what's going on. But it's very exciting and interesting, well done. But then there's this whole other written almost in the form of a theatrical performance thing that's taking place in the Bardo in the period after life and before death. And the thing that's really exciting about this book is that its audiobook is this real behemoth. It has 164 actors, music, sound effects, and everything. And the actors include Julianne Moore, Nick Offerman, David Sedaris, Lena Dunham, and it's very, very impressive and entertaining. Serious piece of work, like a giant radio play or a movie for your mind. The book is great. The audio book is crazy. I actually got both because it was hard to keep your mind on everything because there's so much going on in the audiobook. So you're reading along with it. It's a pretty big commitment, but it's very rewarding. George Saunders is a great writer, and he managed to amass this giant Hollywood-level cast of people to act his book out. And I would say get right on it if you're into that sort of thing at all. It's about the most exciting, weird little piece of culture I've encountered anytime recently. So Lincoln in the Bardo, get on it.
All right. And fans of hip hop or spoken word will know who Kate Tempest is. She's from England. She's about 30 years old, and she's going on a national tour. So she'll be in Chicago. But she is known for doing works that have to do with poverty and consumerism, war, and kind of just the more grittier, more darker sides of life that sometimes go unexplored. And she did a Tiny Desk concert back in 2015. So again, kind of just going to let her work speak for itself. This is a recording of her performing Ballad of a Hero.
Your daddy is a soldier, son. Your daddy's gone to war. His heavy hands, they hold his gun. His aim is keen and sure. Your daddy's in the desert now. He's in the darkness and the dust. And he is fighting for his country, son. He's doing it for us. Your daddy's coming home soon now. Not long now till he's back, and we can dress you in your smartest shirt and meet him down the track. And he will put you on his shoulders, and you will sing and clap and laugh. And I will throw my arms around him, and I will hold him close at last. Your dad ain't left the house again. Your dad ain't brushed his teeth. Your dad keeps getting angry, son. At nights he doesn't sleep. He's having his bad dreams again. He seems worn out and weak. And yes, I've tried to be there for him, but we barely even speak. He don't know what to say to me. He don't know how to tell it. He's won medals for his bravery, but he just wants to forget it.
That was Kate Tempest. That was part of her performance as part of NPR's Tiny Desk concert series. That was obviously one of the pieces that doesn't have music, though lots of what she does have tracks behind it, is a little bit more of a hip-hop vibe singing. But anyway, if you haven't heard of her, but you're into spoken word, hip-hop, that sort of thing, definitely check her out. And Kate Tempest will be playing in Chicago April 3rd, which is a Monday. She's on tour throughout the U.S. now, so that's your chance to see her in the near future. And that's it for my Culture Corner this week. That brings us to Song of the Week. I think we'd be remiss not to mention Chuck Berry and his passing, of course. And we usually choose an Illinois artist to feature for Song of the Week, since St. Louis is just a hop, skip, and a jump away. And since that's where he's from, of course, let's go ahead and in tribute to the father of rock and roll, as he's referred to. Let's go ahead and play a song by him. This is Chuck Berry's song, St. Louis Blues.
I hate to see that evening sun go down. I hate to see that evening sun go down. Cause the woman I'm loving, she has left this town. If I'm feeling tomorrow just like I feel today.
That's it for The Scene today with me, Rachel Otwell, and Scott Fangold of the Illinois Times. That also wraps up Illinois Edition. For more episodes of The Scene, or if you need some more information about some of the events we told you about, head to illinoisedition.org. Thanks for listening.